So there's interesting discussion in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhi Lila, Chapter 20, Sanatan Shiksha. Lord Chaitanya is describing creation and the expansions of Godhead, Bhagavat Tattva. He talks about the quadruple expansion known as Chaturvyuha. Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna expands as Vasudeva Krishna, and Vrindavan Balaram expands as Sankarshan. And then Vasudeva Krishna expands as Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And together, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, they make up the four members of the Chaturvyuha. And each one of these members expands himself again into three forms, which become the 12 Vishnus. And these 12 Vishnu forms, the months of the year are named after these 12 Vishnu forms. So from the Vasudeva expansion of Chaturvyuha comes Keshava, Narayan, and Madhav. And this is not Keshava Vrindavan, Brajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. This is Keshav. These names are names of Vishnu forms that are depicted on the first canto of Bhagavatam on the dust jacket. And there's so many, there's Nisringas there, and Padmanabh, and Trivikram, and all the 13 marks of our Tilak. So 12 of those Vishnu forms are the predominating deities of each of the 12 months of the year. So then from Sankarshan comes Govinda, Vishnu, and Madhav Sudan. And from Pradyumna comes Trivikram, Vaman, and Sridhar. Then from Aniruddha comes Rishikesh, Padmanabha, and Damodar. But again, we must make note that this Damodar is a Vishnu form. Padmashank, Gada, and Chakra. Gada's club, placed in different positions. So in 201 it says, Ashwine Padmanabha Kartike Damodara, Radha Damodara Anya Brajendra Konara. Lord Chaitanya differentiates, he said, don't be confused. This Kartik month, October, November, the predominating deity, the Vishnu deity, who is predominating over this month, is Damodar Vishnu. This Damodar, Lord Chaitanya says, is not the son of Nanda Maharaj. He says, this Damodar is different from Radha Damodar, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. So oftentimes, devotees, they think, well, this is Damodar month, so then we're supposed to worship Damodar. But if it's Damodar month because it's named after Vishnu, the months are all, the Sanskrit names of the months are all named after these Vishnu expansions of Chaturvyuha, so we should actually worship Narayan, Damodar Narayan. But we Vaishnavas, we especially Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we worship Damodar as the month of Urjeshwari Radha. She is the queen of this month, Radharani, or Kartiki Devi Radha. Our six Goswamis, and also in Padma Purana, it describes that Radharani is the goddess of this month. And during this month also, as we heard yesterday, the Lord was tied up by the love of his devotees in the three higher rasas of Braj, Sakiras, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. So this verse gives us some indication. It reminds us that Radha Damodar, not to be confused with Radha Damodar, the son of Nanda Maharaj. So even Lord Chaitanya is indicating here, although there's no tika, but he's indicating that Radha Damodar, they are to be worshipped in this month. And that's, of course, and that expanding from this teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, compiled his Nectar Devotion. And Nectar Devotion, he says that Kartik is the month where we worship Radharani, especially, and Radha Damodar together. So, this, we were mentioning something yesterday. It's interesting how the three rasas or ratis of Braj, each of the members, they symbolize their tying up their love. They bind Krishna with their love, their prema sambandha, with something personal that they all have. But each in Sakiras, this is Madhya 20, 201. The Sakiras, Sri Daman Subal, as we were mentioning yesterday, they tie up Krishna because he's boasting too much and saying he's so powerful and defeating them all the time and maybe acting crazy. So then they gang up on him and tie him up to a kadamba tree with a bunch of vines, not vines, but they use the ropes that they have hanging over their shoulder, the cowherding ropes. We said yesterday they take one rope to tie around him and then another rope together, and then they tie him around the tree. So two ropes, they tie him around the big kadamba tree because trees were big in those days. So you need 6 feet of rope. Each piece is about 3 feet long. So the sukkas, they tie up Krishna with something from there that they carry, something from them, the coward ropes over their shoulders. And that Krishna that's bound by the coward boys is known as Sukkadamodara. And then Mother Yashoda, she ties Krishna with a rope or the string or whatever you call it, some string that's actually tying her hair. And she uses it to tie her hair back when she's churning the yogurt to make Krishna's butter. Although she took so many cowherding ropes and tied them all together, but those ropes were the ropes used by the cowherd boys for tying Krishna. So Mother Yashoda had to use something from her side, something personal from her side. So then she used her own rope. Like the ropes, the cowarding ropes, those are the coward boys and the coward men. So then she used that. And then Radharani, she used the nivi. Nivi means the undergarment and the string that uses the ties her undergarment. So this is called Nivi Damodara. So she used her personal rope to tie Krishna and the kunja. Question about studying Bhagavatam and the yamas and niyams and the discussions in Bhagavatam are enough. But the Bhagavatam doesn't really, Bhagavatam establishes tattva, and doesn't so much give avideya or the sadhana bhakti, the sadhana practices. The heart of Lord Chaitanya, who is none other than Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya, when he embraced Rupa Goswami and Prayag, then his heart entered the heart of Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapanantikam Swayam Rupa Kadamayam. So Rupa is a Swayam Rup. Rupa Goswami is a Swayam Rup. He is a Swayam Rup, direct form of Lord Chaitanya's Manobishtam. Manobishtam means the desire of his heart. So between Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, because they both got shiksha from Lord Chaitanya, they were, especially Rupa Goswami, was guided by Lord Chaitanya to give the details of sadhana bhakti, of abhideya tattva, nisi abhideya charja. So he, by the inspiration of Lord Chaitanya, he compiled Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is a basic handbook for practicing Krishna consciousness. So there he mentions all the necessary yamas and niyamas for the practicing sadhaka and the vaidhi sadhaka, and also in raganuga sadhaka, sadhana, vaidhi sadhana and raganuga sadhana. Then subsequent acharyas have given commentaries on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, including Jiva Goswami. So to only have the Srimad Bhagavatam would be insufficient to attain perfection in Gaudiya Vaishnava theology. So therefore Lord Chaitanya has sent his personal representatives to fill in the whole gamut. So in this teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan, he mentions also about the Kartik Vrata. So he compiled Hari Bhakti Vilas by researching all of these details from the other Puranas. Because you see, the Srimad Bhagavatam is also a Puran, but it's called Amala Gyanam. There's no, it's just simply Rasa Shastra. It's all about Ras and Leela. It's Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, Prem Ras, and this type of thing. But there's not much other than it just, you can say some things are there in 11th canto about deity worship. There's some details in Uddhava Gita in 11th canto, some fairly developed details there about Vaishnava behavior and deity worship. But it's given, and then 7th canto of Bhagavatam, Narada Muni's teachings about the four orders of life. There's different qualities, each order should develop, samyamas and niyamas. And also in the seventh canto, in Prahlad's teaching, there's some summary study. But to really understand the Shastra, you need guru. So Lord Chaitanya came to make the Srimad Bhagavatam workable and to help us realize the fruit of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Braja Prem. Srimad Bhagavatam has been existing eternally, and so many people have been studying it. Everyone studies it and reads it, but no one was catching the principle of Braja Bhakti and Gopika Bhakti just from the Bhagavatam itself. How to attain that Braja Bhakti, how to attain that Braja Bhav. So that's why it says, Anarpita Trim Jayat. The Lord Chaitanya came to give what's never been given before. Madhvacharya didn't give, Ramanujacharya didn't give, Vishnu Swami didn't give, Nimbarakacharya didn't give. And they all had the Bhagavatam, and they all study and read the Bhagavatam. So Lord Chaitanya, by his own direct teachings and by his empowered representatives, Sat Goswamis, the esoterica of the Bhagavatam and how to realize the teachings of the Bhagavatam and attain Braj Bhakti, Gopika Bhakti, and especially Manjari Bhav, they were all revealed by Lord Chaitanya and his followers. So therefore it's very important for us to follow the books of the six Goswamis, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipano, Saddharma Samstapako. Saddharma Samstapako, they established the eternal religious principles by studying all the Shastras. And then in their establishment, they said one of the most important things is to hear the Bhagavatam every day. Bhagavat Shravan, Rasika Bhakta Sahasanga. In association of a Rasika Bhakta, one should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So they don't neglect, they certainly emphasize as one of the Panchanga Bhaktis is Bhagavatam. But at the same time, we can't neglect the supplementary literatures which support and explain the Bhagavatam. So therefore, there are certain brathas which are mentioned and required. But our mentors or our Shiksha Gurus, we should try to follow them closely, Sad Goswamis. So therefore, Kartik is a recommended brat. And Vishnu Chakravarti says it's also Bhava Anukul, it's also favorable. We're developing our bhav, observing Kartik Brata. Because specifically, we're worshiping. Yesterday for this month is Radha and Krishna. We're emphasizing worship of Radha and Krishna. So these brats, these details of these brats are mentioned in these other Puranas, more details. Because these other Puranas, that's the difference. These other Puranas, there's 18 Puranas, some are in Skanda Purana, I don't know if that's mode of goodness or not, I'm not sure. But Padma and Vishnu Purana are mode of goodness. But these other Puranas, they have many, of course they have histories there. There's discussions of Radha Krishna's pastimes and glories of Radharani. But oftentimes they have Ekadasi, Mahatmyam is there in Padma Purana and Skanda Purana. They have different Mahatmyams and stories there which have lots of Karmakanda. Lots of benefits. If you do this, you get this. If you do that, you get this. And so, but in Bhagavatam, you don't find any of that. You don't find any Ekadasi Mahatmyam in Srimad Bhagavatam. You don't find all these kind of things. Because it's Amalagyan. It's just, the Bhagavat Purana is simply giving the highest conception. There's no mixture, not trying to. They're just trying to bring everyone to Braj Bhakti, but of course most people miss the point, even reading Bhagavatam. So Lord Chaitanya has come to give that essence of the Bhagavatam through his own teachings and through the teachings of his empowered representatives. So therefore, the formulate to follow these vows, you see all these vows, in Kartik and Chaturmasya, there's so many, they give this, if you give up salt for 4 months, you get a sweet voice and so many things. You give up oil for 4 months, you become beautiful, or this or that. These are all taken in the Puranas. But they give some shape. They give some shape, because along with the offering of boons and benedictions, there are, just for example, there are much specific guidelines given for worshipping Vishnu, or worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, or worshipping Radha and Krishna. So this is interesting, because you'll see that this is what what Sanatana and Rupa have taken out, you know, from the Puranas, the specific things. And the devotees, they don't observe these Kartik Brat or Chaturmasya Brat to attain some material benediction or boon. They simply want the loving service of Radha Krishna. Let me become purified. And that's, and you see when you read like the starting mantra, I will bathe every day and morning during Kartik month for your pleasure and the pleasure of your consort Radhika. When you read Magmas Mahatmyam, it says anyone who bathes in Magmas, he gets this benefit, he becomes wealthy. If a Sudra bathes every day, he becomes a Kshatriya. Many, many things are told. So then people say, oh yeah, I want to bathe every month. So this Kartik, there's so many different mantras, so he's picking out all the things that are related just to the pleasure of Radha and Krishna and the happiness of Radha and Krishna.